Hi, and welcome back. My name is Jack Register, and I am your host for Finding the Zen Within, an anger management podcast that is meant to help give us some skills to think about how do we deal with the issues around anger when it shows up in lots of different ways. Our podcast is meant to be educational and is not therapy. If you're seeking support, reach out to places like Psychology Today and Therapy Den or OpenPath to find providers who might be able to help you with what you're looking for. If you're struggling at all with thoughts of suicide or harming yourself or someone else, please reach out to the National Suicide Hotline. It's a text message at 988. If you're an LGBT person, you can reach out to the Trevor Project. They have folks who can help you as well. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about the holidays, and we're going to talk about what's going on and how do we manage when it feels as though the holidays are, in for some of us, the worst time of the year. And it feels as though this is the time when all of the suppressed rage surfaces. Typically, we are around relatives or people who are connected to our family with lots of expectation. Typically, we are around people who ask us all kinds of benign questions about our friends or about the people that we've been with for years, who they still call our buddy, or just in general, the idea of folks being outright blatantly homophobic, transphobic, and so on. So, what do we do with this? So, let's talk about this from lots of different perspectives. The key thing in trying to understand yourself and understand your triggers is to really get underneath of where is this coming from? If you know that being around your family for the holidays, while we might feel like we have to, there is no have to. You may feel as though you have to show up. You have to see this person, you have to see that person, or there'll be lots of disappointment. However, if being around your family is going to cause so much pain for you that your ability to stay in containment and your ability to stay safe is questionable, then it's an absolutely not. Here's the thing that many coaches and therapists will tell you. Safety is non-negotiable. And if this person, whether they're related to me or not, is not a safe person, I don't have to give them anything. I don't have to give them space. I don't have to give them time. So, being honest with yourself about whether or not you can be safe around your family. If you have the capacity, setting some boundaries in advance, being really, really clear with people. These are the things we can talk about, and these are the things that are not going to be okay. It's not okay for you to dead name me. For example, if someone happens to be trans, it's not okay if you bring up my divorce. It's not okay if you bring up my ex. It's not okay to invite my ex. That's always something I always find fascinating that people report to me. One of the other things is that it's not okay for folks to engage in substance use if they know they have a problem. Oftentimes, the holidays are when lots of family members will decide together collectively. Let's all just break out the alcohol and enjoy. And there's a big difference between enjoying spirits for the sake of enjoying them and enjoying them with the idea that we're going to get completely and totally intoxicated where bad things could happen. Issues around containment, anger management, and so on, for a lot of us, are directly related to trauma. They're directly related to past experiences. Or related to times in which we could not be who we wanted to be, and we may have acted out. That's part of my own story. I've had lots of issues with anger management in my life, and there are times that I do what I call hulking out or allowing the Incredible Hulk to surface in such a way that I might show up as someone who I don't really like, and I know is not very likable by the people around me. So, what I do for myself is I ask myself the question, is this relationship worth what it's going to take for me to do in order to be present to them? And if that person is trying and working, then I'm willing to do the same. If that person is not trying and working, then I'm not willing to do the same. I have relatives that I have not seen in years, not because I don't care about them, but because they don't see me, understand me, or they're only willing to tolerate me. There used to be a movement years ago around tolerance versus acceptance and the idea that we need to tolerate difference. Well, I'll say that regardless of what the issue is, whether I have purple hair, have decided to go into a line of work that my family disagrees with, I practice a faith that my family disagrees with, I marry someone they disagree with, whatever it happens to be, no one wants to be tolerated. We tolerate toothaches. We tolerate headaches. We should not tolerate members of our own family. And so, because I'm an openly LGBT person who has struggled with depression and anxiety, it sometimes comes out as anger. And so, I have this philosophy in my life that if you can't celebrate me as I celebrate you, even if you don't fully understand, but celebrate the fact that we're connected and related, just as I do for you, then I'm not really interested in being a part of what you got going on. I'm not going to justify my existence. I'm not going to justify what I feel, think, or understand. That's not okay. If you're somebody in a family that has had generational patterns of mental health and addiction issues, and you're the one who actually broke free, you're the one who got to sobriety, you're the one who's trying to be different, you might find yourself in a real pickle because many people around you don't understand why you did that. And there's this adage in the notion of generational trauma that when one person breaks away and starts to heal, in some cases, they don't get to go home again because now they are so different than everybody around them that others can't see them at all for who they are. I'd like to think we could live in a world where people can grow and become and try out and be where they are in their journey and have people who love them celebrate it. Oftentimes, that's not the case for whatever reason. In some cases, it might be that other family members have just never been able to break away. In some cases, it might just simply be a sense of jealousy that this person was able to do something that I couldn't, or a sense of control. We want what we want. And many people will say that they expect family members to adhere to certain parameters of behavior and identity in order to remain in that family. I'll be honest, y'all, life is too short. As I get older, time seems to go faster, and many people that I have loved as friends and so on tend to disappear a lot quicker. So I would much rather spend time with someone, hearing about them, celebrating them, asking questions about their adventures, and being curious than being controlling or judgmental and not having that person around. But I also am willing, when necessary, to simply say, I send you in peace and light, I send you in love, and I'm going to go do my thing while you do yours. Because I need to take care of me. And if I cannot be honored and loved exactly the way I am right now, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to even say, I don't understand. But if you can't let me be me and be in my growth, then I'm not interested in allowing my anger to take over. Because the thing is, anger becomes a defense mechanism for many of us. And that defense mechanism may go to an extreme where we do or say things that we would never do or say in other spaces. And this is why it's super important to understand where all of that lives inside of you. So what I want you to think about is if you struggle with anger issues and you struggle with sort of like the fire getting ignited and you've been told that you have an explosive personality or that you are incredibly passionate, that's one that gets used with me a lot. What I would suggest is to step back. Ask yourself, when that fuse gets lit, what happens? Does your brain check out? Does your sense of who you really want to be in the world check out? Do you get to a place where you don't care what the collateral damage is, or you're going to prove these people wrong no matter what? And that willful stubbornness gets to a point where if you have to cause harm, that's okay. And then ask yourself, is that who you want to be remembered as in this moment? Do you want the rest of your family to remember that version of you? And while anger is a protective emotion, it's also an emotion that covers many other issues like fear, like grief, like loss, or the loss of self. Sometimes we lose who we are to the extent that we can't find who we really want to be again. The work is really about figuring out how do I come back to center? How do I come back to being who I want to be? So if that relative across the table, who I hardly see, who barely knows me now as an adult, says or does something that puts me in a position where I can't be myself, I simply excuse myself. I thank the host or the hostess, give them a holiday hug, and then I go home. And that's really where it's at. The thing is that if you're someone who's unable, because maybe you're not able to be away from the folks in your family who's caused this kind of harm to you, or you're not financially independent from them, figuring out how to take care of yourself, removing yourself from the situation, excusing yourself and going to the restroom, and simply putting water on your face and focusing on you so that you don't end up in a situation where you react in a way that's going to cause a lot of harm. These are tough skills to have in the moment. And for many people, the holidays are so fraught with expectation and this sort of forced family and this forced love that for many people, it feels very fake. It feels very plastic. Know that you feel what you feel, my friends, however it is that you feel. And it's completely okay to say, you know what? I think I'm going to spend the holidays in my pajamas, watching some TV, having some food, and simply enjoying. You don't have to decorate if you don't want to. You don't have to do anything. This is not a have-to situation. This is a what do you choose to do to celebrate? What I really wish for all of my friends and folks who listen to this podcast who struggle with these issues is to think about who do you want to be 5 years from now? If you could go forward in time, past this really difficult situation, how do you want to show up? How do you want to figure out where you want to be? How do you want to show up to the people who are around you who are important? And that becomes the primary question. Because honoring yourself is the greatest gift that you can give everybody else. And honoring yourself is the greatest gift you can give you. Happiest of holidays to you, my friends. We'll have a couple of more podcasts before the end of the year, but please be safe, take care of yourselves, and just take a deep breath. If you're interested in finding out more about what we're up to, check out my website, jack-register.com. Again, our podcast is not therapy, it's psychoeducation, meant to simply give people perspectives and education about what's going on. Reach out if we can be helpful. Check us out. And thank you so much for being here. Be well.